You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, over the weekend, a lot of people may like to let their hair down and enjoy a few beverages responsibly, of course.
Yes, the beverages.
Mm-hmm. Simo, did you partake over the weekend?
Actually, I did. The barbecue scenario happened at my place Saturday evening.
Nice.
No invite for you, for good reason.
I know, I wasn't gonna mention that, but...
You're just too hectic, mate. We needed to chill.
I was washing my hair on Saturday night anyway, so it's fine.
Watching grass grow.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up drinking is because a squirrel in America has been filmed.
Mm.
And this footage, by the way, it's going super viral online. It has been filmed apparently drunk.
Okay.
Which I didn't realise that squirrel... Traditionally, there's not like a bar for squirrels.
Well, no, they can get drunk on other stuff, can't they?
Well, yes. Well, that's what people say has happened.
Similar to the myth about koalas and eucalyptus.
What's that myth?
Is it the myth that they get high off the eucalyptus trees?
Is that true?
I don't think it's true. But I think it comes down to koalas behaving in that kind of manner comes down to their smooth brains rather than any kind of chemical that may be sought from a eucalyptus leaf.
Imagine if a koala has... So what's happened here with this squirrel? So a woman who has squirrels come to her backyard all the time always gives her some kind of leftover fruit and just other food that's kind of going off. It's not going to be eaten by her.
The undisputed queen of squirrels.
Yes. This woman was cleaning out her fridge and noticed some pears out the back.
Mm.
So kind of thought, oh, well, here you go. You can have them, throw them into the backyard, thought no more of it.
Yep.
Until this squirrel appeared about an hour or so later after eating the pears, and it was noticeably off balance.
Yeah.
And repeatedly appearing to almost fall over.
Yeah, that's that means that, yeah, those pears have fermented or something, have they?
I had a look at the footage. It looks like the squirrel is either drunk or has just realised the meaning of life. Because it's kind of, it's got its little, like, hands out there, and just his face is just going, oh... Wow. Oh, wow. And then it almost falls over.
I thought that the squirrel's gone home and girlfriend squirrel is, you know, he's come back drunk again. she's tossed squirrel
out. No, we're not doing this again.
Drunk squirrel has to go back to the last place where he can find some shelter.
Mm.
All his squirrel clothes are on the sidewalk. Just thrown out of the tree.
Yeah. That's unconfirmed whether that's what happened or not.
Yeah, that's it.
What can be confirmed is that the next day, this squirrel came back to this woman's house and was, again, noticeably a little bit slower than all of the other squirrels and not quite running around as much.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
A squirrel hangover.
Maybe, yeah.
Yes, you were right, by the way. The pears had fermented, and that's how the squirrel in question got a tad intoxicated.
Yeah, so that hungover squirrel's got to go crawling back to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Let me back in, baby. Let me back in.
Why do we live in a tree so high up? It's so difficult to climb when I'm hungover.
Should have thought about this before I got into the fermented pears.
I knew we should have gone for a ground floor apartment.
Simo and Jordan.
One of the myths that you like to encourage, Jordan,
yes,
is my love of Peppa Pig.
That's not a myth, though. That's true.
Perpetuating myths with Simo and Jordan for your Monday.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's not, again, like I say, it's not a myth. Like, Simo, we know that your blanket duvet is a Peppa Pig and you've got pillows and all that sort of stuff,
yep.
So...
Big into...
Look, it's fine. I support whatever you want to do in your free time. If you want to watch Peppa Pig, that's fine.
Making yourself sound crazy now.
I'm not the one that watched Peppa Pig when I'm almost 30.
So the Peppa Pig scenario, over in the States, it made over $1 billion in a year.
What did Peppa Pig?
Yep, sales of Peppa Pig. So join.
I might get involved in Peppa Pig all of a sudden.
So for those that are unaware with the phenomenal, I guess...
Phenomenon.
Yeah, that is Peppa Pig.
It is Susie Sheep.
Hello, Peppa. Hello, Susie. My mummy is in a blackberry bush and she'll be there for 100 years.
Can someone think of a way to get me out?
How much longer does this go on for?
It goes on for, I think that's like a 2-hour episode.
I love that as well. It's like, this is Peppa Pig, and the first thing it says is, I'm Susie Sheep.
Yeah, it's her and her friends.
So basically, it's a kids' show, and everyone has their name is essentially like their name or their job, and then what type of animal they are.
How do you? I didn't know that.
So, well, there's Pepper, pig.
Yeah.
Susie, sheep.
Right.
I'm basing it off those two characters.
Okay, cool.
I think we had a Mummy Pig as well in there.
All right.
But some of you're the Pepper Pig fan. You would know all this.
Yeah, etc. No, but honestly, I didn't know that. If we put put aside the myth that I enjoy, I didn't realise that.
It could be wrong. I'm basing that off the three characters that we heard.
Racking up over $1 billion worth of sales in the US, and it's got to the point now where it's affecting US kids.
Well, can I ask just quickly, is it sales of, I assume, merchandise to do with...
Merchandise, the show, etc.
Gotcha.
Racking up huge amounts of money to the extent now that American children are growing up with English accents.
Really?
Yeah. So it's having that kind of effect. There's plenty of reports here from parents saying, up until the age of 20 months, my daughter was a pristine developmental specimen, untouched by screen time. All right, Janet Manley, that's what she wrote on a parenting blog.
Okay.
Then we flew to Australia. After 21 hours of flight time spent binge-watching Peppa Pig episodes on the iPad, my kid had adopted Peppa Pig's plum British accent, calling me Mummy and finishing her sentences with Peppa's trademark snort. Enjoyable.
I mean, we shouldn't laugh, but we're going to.
Apparently there's other quotes here from the kids saying things like, what is it? Best thing that Noah does these days, the kid, is speak with a British accent because of Peppa Pig. 2 days ago, he came to me and said, Daddy, I want to sit on your lap and use the computer. It's like, mate, you're from Boston. What is going on?
Well, Simo, I mean, as was discussed at the start of this,
yes.
You, of course, are a big fan of Peppa Pig.
Huge fan.
I can't say I've noticed the British accent in you just yet, but maybe you just need to go on a 20-hour flight and binge watch it for 20 hours straight.
There's still time.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I'm going to, what's that drama term? Break down the fourth wall.
Oh, yes. No, there's, so do we need to explain the fourth wall break?
Go, you're a drama student. Okay, right. I know you want to. I can see it in your eyes.
Well, so a stage typically has three walls. The back wall, you've got stage left, stage right, right? Prompt side and non-prompt side, also referred to in the stage circles.
All right, mate.
That's what they're called.
Someone's done a couple of productions of Oliver Twist and High School Musical back in the day.
I'll have you know, I've done way more than that, Jordan. I reckon I was in three productions of Oliver.
Whoa!
One of them is Oliver. Anyway, and then the fourth wall is the invisible wall between the audience and the stage.
Also, Mo, the fourth wall I did want to break down is, it's actually got nothing to do with your acting career.
Right.
We'll get to that at a later date. But you and I were both fans of soccer. People might not know this, but me and you were both kind of, well, me especially, rubbish at playing it, but we're both fans of soccer.
You're a goalkeeper. You're supposed to be rubbish.
Yeah, fair enough.
So,
how did your team, your support, did they go well over the weekend?
Somehow they won.
Did they?
Absolutely stank the place up, but then won in a game of soccer, obviously goes for 90 minutes, scored two goals in the 90th minute.
Well done.
And won.
Yeah, my team lost, which is bad. Did you see the Malta Premier League?
Nope.
Oh, did you not see this?
No, I'm not up to date with Malta's Premier League. How many teams they got?
Unclear. But what I can tell you is there was a match happening in the major soccer league in the country of Malta.
Right on.
Between two teams called Marcia and St. Andrews.
Okay, cool.
Now, Marcia, they're top of the table. Everyone knows that. Yep. They're kind of flying. Clearly. St. Andrews are a bit rubbish this year.
So I assume there's more than two teams on the table.
Good point. There might not be. After about 60-odd minutes of this match, Marcia were 2-0 up, cruising to an easy victory. They had a penalty.
Okay.
So they're about to potentially go 3-0 up in this match.
Yes.
The striker is about to start just running in to take the penalty. The second he strikes the ball...
Yep.
There is a nationwide power cut in Malta, and obviously this game was being played at night, so all the lights go out. It's completely pitch black darkness.
Yeah, right.
We do not know if he scored the penalty or not.
Interesting. So was it as soon as he did definitely get the shot off before the power went out?
Literally the second he kicked the ball, because judging from the footage, you can kind of see. So he kicks it to the right, and it looks like the keeper is going to dive to the right. So potentially the keeper could have saved it. But the second he kicked it, total darkness, pitch black, no one knows what happened.
So they just call the whole game off?
Well, yeah, after about an hour or so, the whole Malta power went off.
Clearly.
After about an hour or so, it came back on, and by that game, yes, the match had been abandoned.
Oh, really? Because it's retaking it.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think you can retake it an hour later after the power's been out.
Do you think that's obviously a fan of that particular soccer team?
What do you mean?
No, he's buggerizing around at the local power plant. He's like, oh, this will get him. We'll get the goal here.
Well, maybe he's a fan of the team that was losing. So, oh, we're 2-0 down. I don't want to see this anymore.
Yeah, in Malta, they don't turn the TV off.
They just turn the entire country's power off.
Yeah, they take a big shoe to the power box out the back.
But you know who I feel sorry for in all this? The goalkeeper.
Mm.
Because think about it.
Yep.
So this guy, he's just struck the ball.
Yep.
The goalkeeper is diving in the way.
Yep.
All of a sudden, the power's got off.
Yeah.
That goalkeeper cannot see where the ball is, but knows there is a soccer ball flying in his general direction.
Yeah.
Simo, if you were the goalkeeper, would you shield your face or groin?
Oh, both. One hand each way.
I mean, would you still try and save the penalty by just flailing your arms and hoping for the best?
No, I'd hope I'd save it with my feet and then guard the regions. Guard the regions.
And then it turns out it doesn't even matter because the match got abandoned anyway.
You hear it hit the post. Also, in the dark, you know how at a penalty shootout, all of the players, the refs and everyone are like cornered, you know, at one end of the pitch, lights go out, they all call it off, match abandoned. What about the other goalkeeper? He's down the other end by himself. Like, what are we doing? Is anyone...
Yeah, no one's actually seen the St. Andrews goalkeeper since last Thursday. So if you can see him, just let us know.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to take you back to a pre-COVID world where we are travelling long distances on aeroplanes.
Yes.
What is the best possible thing that can happen to you just after you've walked on an aeroplane?
Get upgraded to first class, right? Is that...
Okay, yeah, that is good. Okay, that's better. Take it down a notch. Not getting upgraded,
okay,
but you've just walked on the aeroplane, you've just sat down, you haven't taken it off yet. What is the best thing that can happen to you?
Next best thing is the seats next to you are empty.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Got it in two.
Hey, in fairness, number one was better.
I totally agree. Number one, if you can manage to get a free first class upgrade, definitely the better.
Stuff that dreams are made of.
Number two, if you can manage to get even a seat next to you, or better still, both seats next to you completely free.
Yep.
That is even better. And Simo, once kind of travel starts getting sort of back to semi-normal again.
Yes.
Lufthansa, a German airline.
Right.
Have said that they will offer passengers the opportunity to not just buy one economy seat, but you'll be able to buy the row of economy seats so you can sit down and have a lovely sleep.
Yeah, right.
So this is like, it'll be significantly cheaper than flying first class, and you get to lie down.
Interesting.
It'll cost sort of about $260 more than the ticket, if that makes sense.
What an absolute scam, hey.
Why, what do you mean?
What an absolute, it's just them going like, oh, well, there's probably restrictions, right? The German airline authorities, whoever they are, the ones that carry those cards around and flash them at parking inspectors when they try to book them for parking in the wrong spot. Be like, sorry, I'm actually an airport authority. Here's my badge.
I've never flown on a German airline. Is that what happens?
No.
I could park here. It's all right. I'm an airline official. Just a 2-hour park? Not for me. I'm an airline official.
So those damn people are probably just kind of enforcing the rules and saying to these airlines, look, guys, you have to have your social distancing. Right? You have to have that for the COVID. And also, you know, obviously not many people are going to be flying, so it should be easy for you to do. Please take care of that. And these guys are gone, and they've stroked their wispy German beards, and they have decided, well, how can we make money from this?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I've told you this idea and you've been very critical about it.
Yes, straight away.
Kind of.
Yeah. Because they're just trying to get more money from you, Jordan.
Well, yeah, but you get it. To lie down on a flight.
And the euro ain't cheap, my friend.
Yeah, but you get to lie down on a flight.
Okay, yeah, you're a sucker.
You get to sleep.
Yeah, they've got
you. I would maybe pay the extra.
Yeah. So you're going to fly Lufthansa?
No, I'm going to fly Lufthansa.
Close.
You got the Luft right.
Yeah, that's it. I'm booking the wrong one.
No, but see, the thing is, like, it... Okay, so you took a very critical view on this.
Yeah, because you can just tell. Does it not stink to you a little bit?
It doesn't stink to me, but I took a different view, which is how annoyed would you be?
Yeah.
if you paid the extra $260, got on the flight, lay down, and then just by sheer luck, the person behind you who didn't pay the extra $260.
Yeah, true.
Just by luck, it happened that the two people sitting next to him maybe didn't show up for their flight or something like that. Well, that's He's got the exact same as you and an extra $200, $260 in his pocket.
Well, see, in my mind, Jordan, that's going to be the entire plane. People will catch on to this pretty quick. So I think you might be paying extra for those two seats that everyone else is getting anyway. You know, see what I'm saying?
I kind of do.
So then you're like, I could pay for extra seats. Yes, Jordan, you could, but you don't need to. You really don't need to.
You just imagine when you're booking your flights, like, I could pay for extra seats, and they're going, yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Great idea.
Here is the FBOSS machine. Tap your card.
Away we go.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
This hit the news over the last couple of days. A confused homeowner woke to the smell of cooking in the morning and got a shock when she discovered a stranger cooking chicken and eggs in her kitchen in the morning.
I mean, you wander downstairs, you know, rub your eyes, that sort of thing, still half asleep, and then chicken and eggs.
Yeah.
That's kind of a... Was he just trying to make eggs and just sort of waited a little bit and then the chicken grew?
Well, it was a woman that was cooking brekkie.
Okay.
And the homeowner, woman as well, basically woke up to her dog barking and the smell of cooking drifting through the kitchen around 5:30 in the morning.
Ouch, that's early.
It is early. And the homeowner found the woman standing at the stovetop cooking chicken and eggs in a frying pan.
Right. And they said to this woman, what on earth are you doing?
What time's lunch?
Get out of my house.
Apparently, the police have also said the woman took prawns out of the freezer and was preparing to do those as well.
Just doing like a full three-course meal.
Big cook-up.
Right, okay. Yeah. So I assume someone broke in. Is that what happened?
Apparently, yeah. Unlawful entry, all that.
Broke in and instead of, like, stealing, you know, money or a TV or car keys or whatever.
Got cooking.
Thought, I will take all the TV and stuff.
I'm a bit peckish.
But just before we get into that, I happened to notice there was some chicken, prawns and eggs are laying around.
No, the only thing she took were cigarettes.
Okay.
So went in there, cooked up a brekkie at 5:30. Maybe it was a trade.
What do you mean?
You know, she's rocked up in there and like, oh, I need some cigarettes. I'll cook her breakfast. Should we... Absolutely smashingly happy with that.
Look, I'm not an expert on trading cigarettes for food, but I think you at least have to ask the other person's permission to say yes and let them agree to the trade. You can't just sort of rock up, break into someone's house and start cooking up a storm.
Come to an agreement. What if the door was open?
Again, yeah, still no.
Maybe if you're doing it quietly?
Again, no.
Okay.
Simo, don't break into someone's house and start cooking food.
And cook them breakfast. Seems like a nice thing to do.
How would you feel if you woke up one morning and there was someone cooking you food?
Well, I'm up before 5:30 a.m. Wouldn't happen, would it? So it's only going to happen after I'm gone, so it probably is happening.
Actually, now I think about it.
Yeah.
So if I was woken up by someone cooking me food, I wouldn't mind that, to think of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, actually, I've come right. Can the person that broke in, like, I don't have any cigarettes in my house, but...
No, get some, right? Pop them on the counter.
They just say I've got cigarettes.
No.
They just say, yeah, we got, they're over there, and then cook breakfast, and then bit of trouble with the old cigarettes. So it turns out we don't actually have any.
You're going to use
lovely them. Breakfast, though.
You're going to use them.
They push it first, broke into someone's house.
Oh, my goodness.
I am not the bad guy.
Such double standards.
I am not the bad person.
So, yeah, she was charged and arrested with aggravated serious criminal trespass.
Again, proof. I'm not the bad person. This one was charged and arrested with that.
Yeah, after police said she stole a packet of cigarettes after cooking breakfast in the house. Interesting breakfast decision, though. Chicken, eggs and prawns. Wow.
Well, it's a lot of protein.
It is, actually, yeah. She's going to hit the gym, actually.
Had a big gym chest after smoking the cigarettes, had to hit the gym.
Yeah. Cardio, never cardio. Never cardio, never leg day, only upper body.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.